Their makers shall be like them, and everyone who trusts in them. So we just prayed together, friends, in Psalm 115, is that reflection on the idols and the false gods that, yeah, Israel set up, but also, friends, if we're honest, you and I, we in this present day, the idols, the false gods that we feel will bring us some kind of satiation to this thirst that we have in our lives or any kind of frustration that we experience, we tend to run to idols very often. I'm not going to list a litany of examples, but I don't know what it would be for you in your life. I know what some of them might be for me in my life. These idols that we construct, they have, as we've heard, they have ears, but they do not hear, mouths, but do not speak, noses, but do not smell, hands, but do not feel, their feet, but do not walk. What are the ways in which maybe you and I, rather than turning to the living God who offers us what? His living, resurrected body, blood, soul, and divinity. What are the ways in you and I sometimes reject that great gift of himself who says, I will be with you always. You told us just 2 days ago on Sunday, he said to us what? Come to me if you're labor and burdened. That was his proposal, if you will. Come to me. And we reject that invitation. And rather we go after idols, different things that we think are going to make us happy, trying to fill this up more and more and more. And what is it? As we know, paradoxically, friends, we end up all the more empty. All the more empty. Today, let's take a moment to maybe reflect. Recognize those idols in our life. Those things that we stack up that are made of silver and gold. The handiwork of men, as it said. Mouths that don't speak. Ears that don't hear. All these things that we've built up in our lives that perhaps come contrary to that great proposal from our Lord to come to him. And let us allow them to be deconstructed. Allow them to be deconstructed and recognize the great gift that it is of our Lord. He invites us to come to him. He's not an idol. He's not made of silver and gold. But he says, I give you my very self, my whole self, for I am a living God.